Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
Today feels very much like a new year kind of topic. We're going to be talking about purging your closet and how that relates to your business. I had this great revelation when I was going through not only my own closet, but my husband was going through his closet this past weekend. We were going through all of our kids' clothes and we were in like a massive purge. And I don't know about you, but like beginning of the year, I always feel like I get into like this organization purging frenzy.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, out with the old, in with the new, want to start with a fresh slate. And as I was doing this practice of the purge, the great purge of 2024, it made me realize just how many lessons can be learned in that process of purging things, going through things. And I mean, be honest, like it's not my favorite thing in the world to do is to go through my closet because I feel like there is stuff in every nook and cranny and things that I probably haven't looked at in so long and things that I'm probably hanging on to that I really shouldn't be anymore, you know, all of that. So you have to make a lot of decisions and that it's exhausting for me. Like I feel like making all of those decisions in that period of time is just so overwhelming and exhausting. But I realize every single time that I go through this exercise, I feel so great at the end. So I started to think about this, like, how can I relate this to my life and to business? And I came up with a couple of really like fundamental, foundational ideas that I wanted to share today on the podcast. And so first, before we get into that, Laura, I know you said you have to do a purge yourself.
And you don't understand. So Amy and I will text each other when we have like ideas for the podcast and yes. All this stuff. And because we share a brain, right? Yep. We are always thinking the same thing for literally weeks. Every time I walk into my closet, I want to run away screaming because I know I could probably get rid of 75% of what is in my closet.
Uh-huh.
And every time I'm like, I have got to purge my closet. I have to do this. I have to do this. And when you sent me that text, I was like, oh my God. This is a sign.
I need to purge my closet. Yeah.
But I can see how this specific thing that you were doing, purging your closet, has like a bigger, you know, thought behind it. Like
yes. You
can really, yes, you were purging your closet, but you can do a quote unquote purge in like any area of your life. So I'm
yes.
excited for you to talk about this today.
So, and I feel like this is so relatable because it's this time of year. It's something that people routinely do. And as I get older too, I'm just realizing just how much energy and money I wasted on clothes
yep.
that like I could part with so quickly nowadays. And I'm like, see you later, audio. I feel like Steve Jobs. If I could wear like a black turtleneck every day, I'd be fine. But
yep.
I need a little variety. So the first thing that I want to talk about in this purge is the idea of distraction, right? So one of the things that always would irritate me in the morning is having to make so many decisions of like, okay, what outfit am I wearing? Do I have those pants available? Are they in the laundry? I can't see them. Let me pull out a suit jacket. Let me reach it. And there's so many other things that are distracting my focus. And I feel like this could be related to your business. It could be related to your life. Like, what is distracting you in your business? What are those extra things that are just hanging around? You don't really want to bother with them. You don't really pay attention to them. And then you will, once you run out of clothes and you have to pull that like dress out or that suit jacket or whatever it is out, but it's otherwise just a distraction. It's causing you to take and waste more energy just by it being there and just hanging there, as opposed to you actually like wanting to engage with it.
It really takes so much energy just to make those decisions, right?
Yeah.
So when you do something like a purge, it kind of clears out like the thought process of having to make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You have a limited amount of choices.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yes.
And I feel like, and I don't know what my mom is. She'll always say she has like one size of every size in like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to her, like, just get rid of it. And she, yeah. But I do the same thing, right? And it's so true. When you clear out all the clutter, it's mm-hmm. like clutter in your brain.
Yeah.
You clear out the clutter and it clears the way for you to be able to make better decisions.
Yeah. So I went from having my husband and I have separate closets, but I have a pretty decent sized closet. Mine is like wider of a closet than his is. His is deeper than mine is. So when we both did this exercise, his closet was done first. So I opened it up and I'm like, holy cow, there's like nothing in here. I can't wait to hang shirts back up in here. And then when I started going through the process, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting rid of so many clothes, like old suits that I just don't wear that were dusty in the back, yep. like things that fit me before I had kids. They do not fit me anymore. Shoes that are falling apart that I don't want to wear in court because they're 4 inches tall. And it's just, why is all of this stuff sitting there? So it made me think about like, okay, what does this mean to me and my business? For me, and Laura, we were talking about this right before we jumped on, is that it's like the idea of a brain dump. There's so many things that are rattling around in my brain of things that I have to do for clients I have to get back in touch with, phone calls I have to make, admin tasks I have to make. And if you just put it down in a brain dump and you put it all in one spot and you start weeding out those things that you can delegate or you can replace and get rid of, then you're going to have a very focused list. And that's kind of like what my new capsule wardrobe is it is a very focused wardrobe of just the things I love, just the things that bring me energy that I know I'm going to pull whatever outfit it is that's hanging in my closet. I'm going to put it on. It fits. It makes me feel great. It gives me energy. And it's one less decision I have to make.
And the other thing is when you weed through all of the stuff you don't need anymore and mm-hmm. you have just the things that you want to keep, you can also see what's missing. So, yes. So you throw everything out, get rid of everything that you don't need anymore. And you have a limited selection that's left
mm-hmm.
and you can look at it and say, okay, I don't have this. I need to get this. And it's the same thing, you know, we do in our business. Like when you really narrow it down to the things that are necessary, you can see the gaps
yes.
and see what's missing.
I love that perspective so much. And I did not even think about this. And I want to talk about this like just for a little bit longer before we move on, because it's so true. And throwing it back to my wardrobe, I know I need a new pair of boots, right? I wouldn't have known that because there's so much other clutter just covering up everything that I have.
If you open the front closet in my house, when you walk in our front door, we have a coat closet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you open that closet, the shoes will fall out on you.
Oh my gosh.
There are so many pairs of shoes in there that we don't need that we can give away to somebody that needs them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't do that purge, you wouldn't really know, like, what do I actually need?
Yes. Especially even for the kids' clothing. I mean, it's been snowing all week here in New York and we have mm-hmm. snowsuits, thankfully, that fit because we bought them last year and the kids can fit in them. But then snowshoes, we almost didn't have a pair for Joseph. I didn't realize that we had a pair. So yeah, it's through this process of like going through and evaluating, like, what do you have? What are you missing? What do you need to fix? What do you need to put in place? What do you need to donate? What do you need to just get off your plate and get out of your energy? Like all of these things, it sounds so simplistic, but when you walk into like your closet in the morning, you have to make that decision. That's a decision that you have to make. If you didn't have to make that big of a decision, you didn't have to waste as much time combing through everything. You'd be like walking in, walking right out, grabbing what you need, and you're ready to go. And that, I think, translates into your business. You can really narrow down and call out all of the things that are distractions to you, that are not lighting you up, that are not feeding your energy, and get rid of them, delegate them, replace them with something that makes you happier. Fix what's missing or fix what's broken and replace what's missing and then move on with your day.
And it's like, if you can't tell what's missing, it's almost like you keep repeating the same habits.
Yes.
I am a creature of habit, of course, as we all know. So I will tend to reach for the same outfits all the time or reach for the same pants because I like them. And if I'm telling you, now I'm going to do this weekend because you motivated me to do it. But if I don't go through and, you know, just get rid of all the stuff that I don't wear anymore, it's easier for me to see what my options are.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I had been begging Mike for about 3 years to clean out his clothes. And I can't remember when it was, in December, he was like, can you help me clean out. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? I literally ran upstairs. I fell over and then I ran upstairs. And we had, I don't know, 5 huge contractor garbage bags filled with clothes. Mm-hmm. They were falling off the shelves in the closet. He had a table on the side of our room that's covered in clothes. I was like, no, this is too much. But now we can see what he has.
Yeah.
He could never see anything because it was just constant clutter and overwhelm. I was overwhelmed by it. And it's not even my clothing.
Yeah.
But even though it was his clothing, the clutter stressed me out. So when you clear that out, whether it's your clutter or somebody else's, it might help you alleviate some anxiety and stress.
There are some people too that, I mean, I know in just consuming a workshop presentation that Natalie Ellis, the founder of Boss Babe, had talked about clearing your space and clearing out the energy. It's true. It's so funny. I would come into the office some days and I'm like, I need to get everything off of my desk.
Yes.
I need to start with a blank slate. And there's something very mentally refreshing about that. And now,
like yesterday when I came in and you were rearranging your office.
I do that all the time. Again. I do that all the time. It's just like we're creatures of habit, of change, which is kind of ironic, but we love to change things up. And even now, I just feel like a different energy and a different flow just by doing that. And I don't care if it takes me a couple of minutes to rearrange and like a few beads of sweat to like really refocus my energy and feel a little bit better. But the same thing with the purge. I have 4 bags of clothes that I'm donating just for myself. The kids' clothes, we were saving everything from when they were born. And for Olivia, that's almost 7 years of clothing.
Oh my God.
And we had bins and bins, and we have so much space that's now opened up. And it's bittersweet, and that's the other thing. There's a couple of like sour notes to it. You know, you can walk in and see these clothes that you used to wear and remember all of these fond memories and feel a little discouraged or feel a little sad by having to let go, but you're making space for something new. And that was another big thing, the new clothes that'll hang there, the new memories that you're going to have, the new experiences. And for our business, this is a big lesson that we've learned, is that when you start to really call and refocus your efforts, you start to open up space to new opportunities that you didn't realize were ever available to you.
Yeah.
And I think one of my favorite stories and examples of this is with Laura, when she was leaving our former office and opening up and working as a solo, how many opportunities came to you just by making that small change and what opened up because of that.
I mean, that was eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of opportunities that came to me that would never, I'm confident, that would have never shown up had I not made that decision.
Yeah.
Was just, a life-changing experience. You know, something else that this makes me think of that I've also been thinking of recently before you brought up this topic. I walk around my house and I look at, we have photos of the kids, but they're all from when they were babies mm-hmm. and when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to myself, like, Matthew's going to be 14. Jeez. We don't have, I think the oldest he is in a photo in our house is maybe like 6.
Wow.
And we don't update our photos. And that's the same. It's almost like clearing it out. Now, it's nice to leave some photos around for when they were younger and stuff. But like, bring the current energy into the situation,
like
clear out the past, bring in the present, look to the future. And it's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I do it here, but not so much at home.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm busy focusing here. I don't know. Yeah. But,
that's a really good point though, too. Mm-hmm. Like when you for example, with going through some of the clothing, there's an emotional attachment to a lot of the things. You're going to find this so funny, but Laura can understand this. When I was studying for the bar exam, Laura had mentioned that when she had been studying, that her mom had gone out and gotten her outfits for every single day of the bar exam.
Yep.
Because she said, if you dressed a specific way and you felt really good in your outfit, you're going to feel confident. And if you feel confident that way, it's going to exude into, you taking the bar exam, which I totally agree. I happened to come across, you're going to laugh, there was a specific hair tie that I used to put in my hair when I was studying for the bar exam. It was a bright red elastic hair tie. I'll never forget this. I didn't have time to go get a haircut. My hair was super long. I always wore it in a braid. That was the easiest way so that I could just study for the bar. And I actually came across that elastic while I was cleaning out my, like, this is how deep of a purge I went to. Okay. I cleaned out everything, my vanity, everything. And I'm sitting there like with this emotional attachment to this little elastic, bringing me back that memory. Right. And it was like a positive little note. And it just reminded me of all those ridiculous hours of studying. But then on the flip side, there were outfits in there that I remembered that I wore during really dark times in our last office. Like, I remember one of the outfits I wore to a dinner when we were in the midst of our firm breaking up. And it was weird to stand in that moment and be like, do I keep this? Like, this dress, I don't know, this energy around this dress. And you'll think I'm crazy, but there's a lot of, you understand, but there's a lot of emotional attachment to it. So there are things in there that can be reminders of, like, maybe not so great times. Like, what are you hanging on to them for? Why are you keeping that connection to the past? You can clear out that space and open up new space for a new black dress to wear.
I love it. It's so true, right? And even if you do a brain dump, like we talked about in December, like, do a brain dump, getting ready for the new year, figure out everything you have on your plate and then start to like weed things out. It's true. If you do a brain dump, like you did your purge in your closet, you can see like everything on the page and weed out like what's actually a priority
and what's actually causing the overwhelm.
Right.
We had this conversation actually right around our admin day that we had back in December, and it really made me pause for a second. The overwhelm at the end of the year for me is just insurmountable. It's because of the kids' birthdays, the holidays, days off, it just all chaos. It's just crazy. And Laura said something so pivotal. She said, are we overwhelmed by the amount of work we have, or just the lack of like understanding what work we actually have that we're working on? And that was a really important question for me. So taking it back to the idea of purging, I was overwhelmed every time I walked into my closet. I was trying to pick an outfit to wear that I wanted to be a little bit different than the day before. And I realized the overwhelm was because there was needless stuff hanging there. Just like in a brain dump, there were things on that brain dump that I myself do not need to do. There's another person in this office who is brilliant and super friendly and bubbly, and she can handle this telephone call. I don't have to be on the other end of that receiver. And so there's a book that both Laura and I are reading right now. It's Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. Incredible book for entrepreneurs and business owners. And one of the things that he says in there is that when you say no to giving somebody else the opportunity to do the work that lights them up and gives them energy, just because you feel like you have to be doing all things all of the time, you're robbing that person of the opportunity of get like that energy giving task and role. And so for phone calls, for emails, I just got an email today about a new client, and I said, rather than me making that first initial intake, this is something our paralegal Abigail can handle, and she's going to be incredible at it. And I know that she will, and she will do it. And it's off my plate. It's on her plate. She's going to take care of it. But if I didn't really start to refocus myself to what is giving me energy and what's lighting me up, kind of like the beautiful clothes that are hanging in your closet, like really refocus on that. Otherwise, you're not going to get through that period of overwhelm.
Although refocusing is a big part of it, it also comes back to being able to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you let go of all the clothes that you don't need anymore in your closet, you let go of some of the tasks that you may have been holding on to, because you and I both struggle with delegation.
Yes.
So you have to let go of things. And I think that's one thing that we were both struggling with at the end of last year. I think when we reevaluated like what we actually have, and we have a ton of things, but we are adequately staffed to handle it. We just have to redistribute.
Yes.
And you and I have to let go of certain things that we just don't need to be handling.
Yes.
Right? Like you had to let go of the clothes in your closet. You just don't need to be there. You don't wear them. You don't use them. You don't need them. So you let them go.
Yep.
And so I think for us, although that's a big struggle, letting go. Neither one of us is very good at it.
Yeah.
It's something that we're definitely working on, but I think that's a huge piece of it.
Yeah. And I think it's exciting to have the prospect of letting go to allow something new to come in, not letting go for any other reason but that, but for like the optimism and the hope and the excitement for what's going to come in this new year, and reshifting your focus on those new opportunities that might fill up those spaces.
And Amy and I are always looking for ways to grow, and not just grow, but like better our business and the way we operate and stuff. So Amy's closet purge was an eye opener for all of us. So we hope that it's helpful for you too. Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.